The Book of Acts, also known as the Acts of the Apostles, is unique in the New Testament. It is a companion volume to the Gospel of Luke, and it is the only book in the Bible that contains stories about the early church. Luke's Gospel is about Jesus, but Acts is about the growing life and work of the church as it was brought into being by faithful leaders who are sustained by their faith in God. When we listen to the scriptures, how we hear them is often colored by our own circumstances, by the state of the world we live in, and by stories passed on through the generations. I read the story of Tabitha with Mother's Day in mind. Did you know that Mother's Day was not meant to be what it became? The first celebrations of mothers and motherhood can be traced back to the Greek and Romans, but there was an early Christian festival known as Mothering Sunday, when faithful people would return to the Mother Church for a special service. In the early 19th century in the US, Mother's Day work clubs were formed to teach women how to care for their children. Later, in 1868, Mother's Friendship Day was organized, at which mothers gathered with former Union and Confederate soldiers to promote reconciliation. In 1870, a Mother's Day proclamation was written as a call to action that asked mothers to unite in promoting world peace. In 1968, Coretta Scott King used Mother's Day to host a march in support of underprivileged women and children. And in the 1970s, women's groups used Mother's Day as a time to highlight the need for equal rights and access to childcare. As I read the history of Mother's Day, I was reminded that Mother's Day was really a day to honour the power and compassion of women. It was a day to name the imbalances of the world and to put into action a plan to address that. It was a day to listen to the women of the world as they called for peace and community responsibility to care for everyone's children. The origins of the day have become obscured, the original intentions distracted by other agendas. In some way, I would say that we have covered up the powerfulness of the Mother's Day story. So with this lens of the history of Mother's Day, I read the story of Tabitha. Tabitha's story too is obscured. Instead of hearing of her, we hear of Peter. Peter is called. Peter offers a miracle. Peter is the hero. Yay, Peter! But Tabitha answers calls too. Tabitha offers miracles to the poor. Tabitha was a hero too. The writers of our biblical stories used names and descriptions of women sparingly, so when a woman was named or described, it usually meant that she or her story was significant. In the description of Tabitha, we see the only use of the Greek feminine word for disciple in the New Testament. This gives us an indication that she was a most faithful woman. We hear that she served her community. With her sewing needle as her tool, she offered support to the women and families of her community. Through her actions, she offered compassion. She acknowledged that care was needed, and she gave it. We don't know if she had family. We do know that she treated all those around her as though they were family. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. The story of Tabitha takes us back to what I see as the real purpose of Mothering Sunday, of Mother's Day, to serve your community with faithfulness and for the good of others. As we hear the words that we use to describe the best of our mothers, do we not hear the call to acknowledge the power of women in the world? These people whose stories are often buried in the stories of others, who offer support in the background, who are always there to offer food and clothing, to instigate us into being the voice of justice in the playground, in our workplace, in the world. We remember the examples of the women in our lives who showed us how to work hard, how to provide a place of safety, going home was the best place to be, how to live lives of honesty, don't you lie to me, how to never take for granted what we have, because someone else may have had nothing. It is important to stop and find the hidden stories of life. It is important to acknowledge what the women of the world have taught us. It is important to continue to tell the stories of lives that were focused on the best for our community, for our world. This woman of faith lived as Jesus told us that God wants us to live, to put God first. Listen to the lessons that God offers us of loving above all else, to love our neighbors as ourselves. If we were hungry, would we want to be fed? If we could not afford to clothe our children, would we welcome the gifts of clothing from others? If we lived in violence, would we want someone to be the voice, the actions of peace? This small and powerful story, almost hidden by the noisy world focusing on something else, needs to be lifted up and uncovered. This small and powerful story speaks to us of the dedication of one woman, probably one of many, who lived her faith every day, making a difference in God's world. Tabitha didn't ask to be revered. She just did what needed to be done. Yet what she offered her corner of the world made such a huge difference for others. Let us live as women have taught us through many generations, with faith, with integrity, with determination to make the world a better place. Loving our neighbors, it is what God asks us to do. Amen.